we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good morning, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to the Refresh Radio broadcast right here on WMIE 91.5. I want you to know that just because it's Monday, you do not have to be sentenced to being angry or bored or mundane. You are a child of the living God, and He has filled you with great joy. So thank you for tuning in today. It's our privilege to bring the Word of God to you, and here we are on the home stretch, and this week it actually gets a little bit quieter for me personally, not quite as many activities going on, and so I'm looking forward to tackling a number of organizational projects over the next couple of weeks. I was talking to someone a week or so ago, and I said, I think I was talking to my office manager, and I said, I think it would take me a month to get organized. She said, are you talking at home or here? And I said, I'm just talking about at home. It might take longer than that at church. But here we are. We're celebrating the birth of our Savior, and it's a good week to be alive. And so thank you for tuning in today. Do want to remind you, our regular service schedule is suspended at this point in time until this coming Saturday night, where we will have our Christmas Eve service. And then on Sunday morning, we will be celebrating Christmas at 11 a.m. No Sunday school and no Sunday night service. And so if you will have the privilege of or have the opportunity to come and join with us, we would count it a great honor to worship our Lord and Savior with you 6 p.m. Saturday night, 10 or 11 a.m. on Sunday morning. With that being said, let's get into the Word today. But we do first want to say thank you to Creative AC Solutions. Nothing would be more inconvenient than you needing to turn your heater on and your heater not working, or needing to turn your air conditioner on and that not working. You need to have both of those in order, because I have been in Florida long enough that I have experienced both extremes during the holidays, where it was so cold you had to turn the heat on. My first Sunday at Merritt Assembly of God, the sanctuary, it was the second week of December, and it was 52 degrees inside the sanctuary. Our heater wasn't working at that point in time, and so we soon learned how to operate that and get it up and running. I've also seen it 80-some degrees on Christmas Day, and so you want to make sure that both your heater and air conditioner are working. If you're here in the central part of Brevard County, give Creative AC Solutions a call, 759-3284. They can get you fixed up in good order. So I want to take you back to Isaiah, the 54th chapter today. We spent a couple of broadcasts here last week. On Friday, we were discussing the covenant of peace and the covenant of kindness and mercy that God has in store for us. So I'm going to set the stage today, and then we are going to discuss on tomorrow's broadcast the latter part of Isaiah chapter 54. But if you just quote the last part without realizing the process that God wants to utilize in this middle part, verses 11 through 16, then you will miss the truth that God has for us. And so I want to begin today in verse number 11. Remember, on Friday we talked about the kindness of God, the mercy of God, and the redemption of God. Verse number 11, O you afflicted one, tossed with tempest and not comforted, behold, I will lay your stones with colorful gems and lay your foundations with sapphires. I will make your pinnacles of rubies, your gates of crystal, and all your walls of precious stones. All your children shall be taught by the Lord, and great shall be the peace of your children. In righteousness you shall be established. You shall be far from oppression, for you shall not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near you. Indeed, they shall assemble, but not because of me. Whoever assembles against you shall fall for your sake. Behold, I have created the blacksmith who blows the coals in the fire, who brings forth an instrument for his work, and I have created the spoiler to destroy. I'm going to stop there. That's farther than we're going to get in today's broadcast. But this is a message. It's a promise. It is good news. It is encouragement to those who are afflicted and are going through the storm of their life. When I see the word tempest, I don't think of just a mild afternoon rain shower. I don't even think of a storm where you get a little bit of wind. I think of a major storm where there's thunder, there's lightning, there's howling wind. There's a lot of severe weather that is going on. And there are a lot of people that are shaken by that. We happen to have a dog that lives at our house. And one of the things that the dog absolutely does not deal well with are serious storms and fireworks. Those two things. Outside of that, she's just as calm as she can be. But she gets extremely anxious whenever there's a violent thunderstorm or whenever there are excessive fireworks going off. And so New Year's Eve is not a good time for the dog at our house. It's just not. And I think it was Thanksgiving was not a good time. People decided to shoot off some fireworks at Thanksgiving as well. But God has good news for those who are afflicted and those who are going through some of the most severe storms that they've ever been through in their life. God has a word for you. God has an invitation to you to allow Him to transform your circumstances. And He wants you to know that when He gets done with this process, you are not going to look like you did before you went into the storm. You are going to be more beautiful. You are going to be more functional. You are going to be a demonstration, a triumphant trophy of His grace. The church is God's trophy wife. He intends for us to be that demonstrated beauty that only He can bestow. You and I are His work in process, and He will not quit until He has made each of us a unique masterpiece of His craftsmanship. And he begins with an interesting analogy, and so I want to talk to you about that process, because we live in such an instantaneous society. People want instant gratification. They don't want to save up for anything. They just want to have it. If they can't afford it, then a lot of people, they just want to steal it. That's not the way things that are go. And I will tell you this, that you will not get to that place where you are demonstrating the beautiful craftsmanship of God if you will not cooperate with Him in the process of edifying and building you up that God wants to do in your life. There are some people that will not. I mean, it's like they're kicking and screaming all along the way, and God says, this is what, I'm going to tell you what the end result is going to be, so that as we are working through this process, you don't object to everything that I'm doing. You see, I talk about this a lot. There are a lot of people that unless they are able to connect all of the dots, unless they are able to understand it beyond question, then they refuse to participate. And God says, would you please just trust me? My thoughts are higher than your thoughts, as high as the heaven is above the earth. And I want you to know that's not a close gap. That is a serious distance. And that's how far apart God's thoughts and our thoughts are. In fact, if I can understand all of God's ways, then I have made my God too small. I'm thankful that he is wiser, more powerful, more loving than I can comprehend. So listen to the construction process that is described here by Isaiah in Isaiah 54, number 11. Behold, I will lay your stones with colorful gems and lay your foundations with sapphire. There is a foundation in your life, and the foundation is something that is generally not seen. And God says, even that which is beneath the surface in your life is going to be made with things of beauty. And Jesus is our rock. He is our foundation. I was reading a newsletter that I receive on email once a week, it might be three times a week. And it was describing a spider who had built its web, and it used a particular thread as an anchor web as an anchor strand that it looped up and over a rock, and it had reinforced it on the other side, and then it built its nest, its own little world of existence on the other side of the rock. All of the weight was being supported by that anchor thread. And the place where the spider tended to live was an abundant place. There was lots of food, but he thrived there so much that one day he forgot what the anchor thread was, and he decided that it was unnecessary, since he didn't remember the purpose of it, that in fact it was the foundation of the entire web. And he decided that it was unnecessary and it was in his way, and so he severed it, and when he did, his entire world came crashing down. The Bible describes that those who hear the word of God but do not practice the word of God as being like a man who built his house upon the sand. And when the winds came when the winds blew and the waves came and the rains beat down upon the house, that great was the fall of it. There was another house, however, that withstood the storm. It was not spared from the storm, but it withstood the storm and survived and was not damaged. And that was the house that was built upon the rock. It had a foundation. And so when the winds came and tried to blow the house away, it was anchored to the rock. And when the waves came, instead of undermining the sand and whisking it out to sea, that instead it hit the rock and it bounced back to where it came. You and I, we need to realize that Jesus is absolutely essential to us surviving our all of life's trials. We need that foundation. And here's the very important thing. You don't want to skimp on your foundation. It depends on the structure. You know, there are some people, and they want instantaneous results. And a person said, well, I've got to ask you this question. And the question is very important, because I need to know what you are trying to grow. Are you trying to grow a mushroom, or are you trying to grow an oak tree? Because I can grow a mushroom overnight. It doesn't require a foundation. But if I'm going to require, if you want to grow an oak tree, then you are going to need to allow the time. You are going to need to plant that in the ground. You're not going to be discouraged, and you're going to need to allow that tree to establish a foundation underneath the surface that will support the superstructure above the ground. And so I want to ask you today, what type of life are you building? Are you building something that is superficial, that's here today and gone tomorrow? Because there are a lot of people that build their lives that way. Or are you wanting to build something? Are you wanting to allow God to build something that will last not just for this life, but for eternity? And so God says, I'm going to use precious stones, and I'm going to build your foundation. It's going to be beautiful. And this time of year, we celebrate the goodness of God in sending his son Jesus, because it's absolutely essential that we have that appropriate foundation. A person told me one time that they had been raised in church. They abandoned church. They went and did life their own way. And they eventually came back to faith. And when they did, they began to investigate as to what the cracks were, what were the flaws in their foundation that caused them to go away. And I'm telling you that if you have a flaw in the foundation of your life, whether it is with God, whether it's with authority, whether it's with a spouse or generational issues or financial issues, whatever problem you have in the foundation of your life, it is going to manifest to a greater degree the further along in the process of life you get. Right now, there is a skyscraper. I believe it's in San Francisco. It's in one of the California cities. And they have a foundational issue for a tens of story tall, it's a pretty good sized skyscraper. They sold it as a high value property. And yet, because of foundational issues, it's sinking and it's tilting. And it's all because of the flaw in the foundation. If you want 2017 to be the best year that you've ever had, I encourage you, allow God to make any repairs to your foundation, your spiritual foundation, your financial foundation, your relational foundation, your occupational foundation. Everything requires a solid footing. Next it says, I will make your pinnacles rubies and your gates of crystal and all your walls of precious stones. And so what God is saying is, look, I'm not going to spare any expense on you. You might be troubled. You might be afflicted right now, but when I get through with you, you are going to be a masterpiece. When I asked my wife to marry me, we went out, we bought our wedding rings. And technically, they are called diamond rings. Mine is gold, and it's got three little diamond chips. I think it's three. It looks like three. Three little diamond chips that are in there. And I have described the diamonds that are in there as the chips that fell off of the larger diamonds as they were shaping them, as they were molding them and putting the faces on them, the facets. This is what was left over. And they said, well, we'll put that in a ring and we'll call that a diamond ring. That's the size of that diamond. But at the time, that was all that we could afford. And so when I bought it, we bought it from a department store, jewelry store, and they said, good news, you can bring these rings back at any given point in time, and we will upgrade them and we will give you full purchase price, a refund towards your new purchase. And it's like, man, that sounds like a great deal, until Montgomery Ward went out of business, at which point in time the warranty went out of business. And so there was no upgrade that was available there. Now, I want you to know, I'm not into jewelry. So, I mean, the little chips there, those don't mean that much to me. My wife's is bigger. In fact, that might have been where my chips came from. But God says, I'm not going to spare any expense with you. And I want to remind you that if God did not withhold his son, how will he withhold any good thing from you? He will move heaven and earth on your behalf. But here it describes, he says, I'm going to make your pinnacles of rubies. In other words, there are going to be, as God goes about this edifying us, there are going to be higher points. That would be what a pinnacle would be. It would be an area of the structure that is raised to a different height than the other. But this is, I'm going to make your pinnacles. That's plural. So you are going to have seasons in your life where God says, I'm going to make this a particular highlight of the structure, and it's going to give you a greater vantage point, so you are going to be able to see further. You're going to have greater perspective. You're going to be able to see more beautiful things. This superstructure that I'm going to build for you, it is going to cause you to be able to be alert to enemy attacks to a greater degree than if I didn't. And so God is not building everything in our life to the same height. It's got heights. It's got valleys and things like that. And so you and I, we need to understand that when he builds us something there, that it's not only going to be beautiful, but it is going to be functional. And so a lot of times people want to know, why are we always going on these ups and downs? Listen, enjoy the ride. enjoy the ride. It goes on and it describes this, and your gates of crystal, your gates of crystal, that's your doorway. And Jesus is the door. He says, I am the way, the truth, the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. Now, I want you to know that that is what Jesus said, not what Bob said. That's what Jesus said. He is the door. And even though he did not have a tremendous earthly appearance, when he came, that made him desirable, the supernatural life of God flowing in him and through him because he is the resurrection and the life, that was desirable. People began to recognize his authority. That was desirable. They were drawn to the supernatural inside of him. And so God says, I'm going to make the entry point and exit point, the thing that causes you to go in and to come out. He said, I'm going to make that absolutely stunning. Do you realize that the gates in heaven are made out of, each one of them are made out of a single pearl? And if you understand anything about the construction of a pearl, it is an irritant that invades the shell, and it is encapsulated with mother of pearl, which makes it tolerable, but then that mother of pearl crystallizes, and then it has to be recoated, and every time it goes through that process, the pearl begins to take shape and it becomes larger and larger. Can you imagine how much grace of God has got to have been lavished that God can make the 12 gates of heaven in the city of God, the New Jerusalem, that each one of those gates is made out of a single pearl? How great is the grace that God has lavished upon us? So don't deprive yourself of the healing, the soothing grace of God. If you're going through an irritating or annoying situation right now, allow the grace of God to minister to you and allow him to say, you know what? I'm going to make a beautiful testimony out of this. So there's just a couple of more thoughts, and I'm running out of time here. In verse number 13, it says, and all your children shall be taught by the Lord. Children need to learn. Parents, hear this, pastor. Please do not deprive your children of the opportunity to be instructed in the ways of the Lord. And you and I, we are referred to as children of the Most High God. You and I should not deprive ourselves of the opportunity to be taught of the Lord. We need to appreciate the Word of God. We need to appreciate the ministers and the teachers that God has blessed us with in our life. And if you are a teacher, I pray that God will anoint you to be that person of influence that radically transforms a person's life. Beth Moore has a tremendous ministry in the Word of God. She really appreciates the Word of God. And she said that passion for the Word of God came as she sat in a class and a teacher imparted to her his great passion. And she went into the parking lot. She sat in her car and she said, God, I want to have that kind of relationship with the Word of God where I treasure it and it means so much to me. So what have you learned in 2016? I had a conversation with a person at church, and there was a situation that they had come to, and at the end of it, I took a moment and I said, and so what did you learn in this process? What did you learn? What have you learned this year? What's God taught you? Because God wants to teach you. And so if we allow him to lay the foundation, if we allow him to build our walls, if we allowed him to build our pinnacles or our towers and our gates and make them beautiful the way that he does, if we will allow him to implement his plan in our life, if we will allow him to teach us so that we will live and act and think and speak the way that he acts and thinks and does and speak, then he says, when you are taught, and great shall be the peace of your children. What if the number one reason that the enemy wants us to be arrogant and unteachable is he knows that if we allow God to teach us, that we are going to have a peace that he cannot counteract. I'm telling you that when God teaches us, there is going to be tremendous peace, wholeness in every area of our life. If you don't want it for yourself, you know, I've asked people at times, I said, how many of you enjoy fighting? And people, in all honesty, said, an occasional scuffle, you know, that works for me. And you know what? I hate contention. I hate strife. I hate discord. It doesn't work for me at all. And God says, if you will allow me to teach your children, they shall have great peace. This is not a peace that is bestowed just as a gift. It is a peace that is instilled as they are taught. And it says, in your righteousness, you shall be established. So God is very much interested in edifying us and building us and making us beautiful, a trophy of his grace. He is highly motivated to teach us. I mean, did you realize that if I wanted to go to a college right now, they would say, you know, you're going to need to pay the price. You're going to have to go through orientation. You're going to have to go through registration. There's a lot of hoops you're going to have to jump through. God says, if you'll just let me teach you, you're going to have great peace. If you'll let me teach your kids, they are going to have great peace. And in righteousness, you will be established. When God teaches us, he teaches us the right way to live. You and I, we don't need more enemies in our life. We need fewer enemies. And we need righteousness. We need righteousness. I was driving the other day and I saw a structure. And the structure was supposed to be vertical. It was supposed to be square. It was supposed to be a safe structure. But when I looked at this, I said, that's not right. It's not in right standing. And it made me a little nervous as I drove near it. It made me a little apprehensive as to whether anybody should be near it or on it. And folks, I don't want to live my life where people feel the same way about me. I want to live my life having been instructed by God, knowing that I'm in right standing with God, and not allowing anything to alter that right standing with God so that people say, you know what? That is a trophy. That's something beautiful. And I encourage you today, allow God to teach you. Allow God to make something beautiful out of your life. You have a marvelous day. My name's Bob Arthurs. We'll see you tomorrow right here on the Refresh Radio broadcast.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Lord, I wish I could praise you with adequate words, but you leave me speechless. And I so long to sing you the song you deserve, but it would be endless. I long to move your heart, I bring you something new, I tell how great you are, tell my praise to you.